You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director for BNI Heartland. And today is a very, very special day. And I find myself saying that more and more on these podcasts, but this is a first in a couple different ways. So number one, we actually have three people that will be on the podcast. That's including me today. But then we have a very special guest from the UK. So of course with us, we have Executive Director, International Trainer and Speaker, Vince Vignieri. But then today we have Alizar Ross with We Do HR, and he is in the UK. And I'm going to pass it over to Vince at this point because they got to spend some time together during a training in that area. And within their conversation, they had a podcast that came up. So Vince, take it from here.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. Thanks for the intro and a welcome as well to Alistair from Northeast United Kingdom.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I was fortunate enough, Brandon, to attend the UK and Ireland National Conference in 2018. And in doing so, part of the conference that they hold is a director's chapter meeting. And I was asked if I was going to go, and then I was subtly encouraged to go, and then I was told I was going to attend, and I did go. It was bright and early after what some of you may imagine in the UK can be a late night the night before, but I got out there, and during the referral portion of the meeting, I stood up and told where I was from and mentioned that we do this little regional podcast for our members, and if you had a good story to tell, we'd love to pursue having you on so that we can share with our members really more about BNI as the international organization that it is. And Alistair and I have had an opportunity to cross paths a few prior times, as I know you have as well, Brandon. And he has a story that I'd like him to kind of talk a little bit about his move out of London and how BNI was involved in that, as well as the core values. So I'm going to open it up to him to tell his story about BNI and maybe ask some questions throughout. So Alistair, anything you want to add to that introduction, or you want to jump right in?
Yeah, thanks Vince and Brandon for having me here. It's really good to be a part of this. So just to follow on the way we were talking, Vince, about the story, I was working down in London for a fairly large media company. My family actually lived in the northeast of England, 250 miles away. And I would leave the house at 6 o'clock on a Monday morning, get on a train, go all the way to London, spend the week down there, and come back for 10 o'clock on a Friday night. So that was great because I got the weekends at home, but quite often I'd be working those times as well. I was a UK operations manager for this company, so it was quite intensive. And amongst other things, I was developing a skill set in human resources as part of that role. So I wasn't a standalone human resource consultant or employee within the business. I was actually running the operations for that company. And then I took that opportunity. I'd had enough. 8.5 years was enough to be away from the family. The kids were growing up. I never saw them at the school plays. I never saw them at the school sports days. And I decided that I knew enough about HR. I was good at this. I was good with people. I was going to start my own business back up in the Northeast. Well, my wife didn't want to move to London, so it kind of works that way, doesn't it? So I came to the Northeast and I started my business. At that time, I had no money. No business to speak of. I had no clients at all. And I actually had no business contacts either. So that was kind of a pretty scary place to be, if that makes sense. So I got an invitation from the guy who wrote my first website, you know, because that's what you do when you start in business. This was in March 2003, 15 years ago. And I sat with him and he said, let's get your website up. And it's important you have one of those and all the rest of it. And then about 2 weeks after I kind of done that, he phoned me up and he said, you're looking for more business, aren't you? And I went, yeah, sure. Why? You need to come and take a look at this meeting. There's a load of people coming. So I travelled, got up at 4 o'clock one morning and travelled for an hour and a quarter to get to a breakfast. I had no idea what it was about. I'd never heard of BNI. It was relatively new in the UK then. It only been running about 5 or 6 years at that point in time. So it wasn't particularly prevalent in the northeast of England. And I walked into a room with 70 people in it. And the minute I walked through the door, I realized that this was the vehicle, the opportunity by which I could build my business network. And I got givers again straight away. I think there are some people who walk into BNI, they get it instantly, and there are other people who don't. And it takes them a little bit of time to really get to BNI, if that makes sense. I was one of the fortunate people. I got it instantly. And I remember saying to the guy who was in charge, I said, "This is fantastic. Could I have an application form?" And bizarrely, he said, "No, you have to watch the presentation first." So that's kind of a bit frustrating for me, because I'm a kind of go-getter type of individual, and I want to get things done. And I'm sitting there drumming my fingers all the way through the visitor presentation going, yep, I get this. Absolutely fantastic. Bring it on. So
your decision was truly made during the open networking.
Yeah, well, I drink a lot of coffee, so there was good coffee there. That was almost enough for me to be getting by. So having done that, I then listened to it all. I went to the visitor orientation, said, "Give me an application form." And strangely, they allowed me to fill that in. And they said, "Great, you can come along and keep coming to this chapter." I then traveled as a member in waiting for about 6 or 7 weeks, I think it was. And there was a lawyer in the room who didn't understand collaboration. He felt that as a HR consultant, I would take business away from him. And we hear this a lot in BNI. We hear people very precious. They get so protective about their little piece of business that they don't want anybody else to come in, not actually understanding the opportunity that comes into the room. So I actually then found a chapter 5 minutes from my house. So that's how bizarre it was. There was an opportunity almost straight away. So the option was driving for an hour and a quarter every Thursday morning or going to a meeting on a Tuesday, which was 5 minutes from the house. Tough call, but that's the way it happens sometimes. And I walked into that room, and there was a chap called Bob Marshall, who was ex-military, had a great big handlebar moustache. So you think of the army types, you know, big handlebar moustache, red braces, very typical, posh officer type fella. Walked in, he said, "Great, let's get you sorted," I said. "Can I have an application form?" And he said, "We need to get you a cup of coffee first," because that's what they've been taught to do. So I'm going, "This is really frustrating. Just give me a form, please. Just give me a form. I want to be a part of this. I get it." Now, you know, that was in the early days. It was very fresh. It was exciting. I was a consistent giver right from day one, brought loads of visitors to the group. But the problem I had was that within a few months, I'm sitting drumming my fingers again, because being the type of person I am, I wasn't getting enough information. So I got a hold of my executive director and said, "How do I get to understand more about BNI? I'm really excited by it." And he said, "You need to become a director consultant." So I went down to the UK head office and I did my 4 days training. And then I came back and he said, "So what do you want to do?" And I said, "Start a chapter." So it literally escalated from there. And I've been heavily involved as a director consultant for over 14 and a half years, working in the region, growing groups. I was director consultant for the year 2013 to 14. So I've really embraced BNI. But I think probably the biggest advantage of understanding the giver's game principle and the values that BNI shares is that I've made it my business to leverage connections all over the UK. Now, we're very fortunate with BNI Connect at the moment in that we can tap into 227,000 or more members just by going on the Connect on our mobile phones, which is fantastic. But in those days, it wasn't quite so easy. You had to do the face-to-face, which, don't get me wrong, I'm a face-to-face person, but I like tech as well, so it works both ways. And so what I found was that I started to leverage those opportunities. I did the one-to-ones. I went out with a philosophy of, how can I help you? You know, if I can help other people and give first, that business will come back to me. And sure enough, it wasn't very long before suddenly I'm getting business, not just from within my own chapter and not just from within my own region, because I'm working with other BNI chapters in my region, But I'm starting to get phone calls from guys in London saying, can you provide a service to us? Can you come down to London? It's only a train journey away. It's 2.5 hours on a fast train.
I was going to say, you were used to doing it, right? 250 yeah. miles back and forth for years. That's nothing.
So I hopped on the train. It's amazing how much work you can do when you're not driving. So I went down to London and started servicing clients down there. And then it was Bristol and Manchester. And I built a large business. We don't just do HR. We do some other things as well. But the focus of the business primarily started from a HR perspective. And we have about 160 clients around the UK now that we service. And they range from 2 and 3 employee-sized businesses up to 200 to 300 sized businesses. And we provide and support them with everything that they need to get to where they need to. So that's a really powerful thing. But that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been invited by my web developer with a, would you like to handle more business? It is that blatant.
Well, and I appreciate you telling that part of the story, because we talk with members a lot about how did they get to BNI. And more often than not, I would say the greater majority, not 100%, but the greater majority were invited by another member. We've got to constantly be thinking about who's the next person we're going to invite. Who's the person that we just came into contact with for whatever reason it was, we came into contact with them. And very similarly to that, just this invitation to do this podcast came about because I talked about it. I asked, you answered, we had a follow-up conversation. Your story goes hand in hand with the things we talk about in our region. But more importantly, it all comes back to BNI. And I wanted our members to get firsthand knowledge of how international BNI is, but how small it can also be through communication mediums. We're using Zoom today to record this podcast, and it's amazing how easily we can bring the world of BNI together from literally across the world.
Yeah, and I think that's the power, and the technology that we have sitting behind BNI now going forward is really exciting. So I'm very engaged with the millennial generation. I've written a book called Steel Fist or Velvet Glove, which is about helping the millennials to understand how they manage up with the older generation who don't quite understand the communication disconnect.
Well, I tell you what, that's an awesome lead-in to another podcast that we'd love to do with you. We talked about a couple, so how about we tease them a little bit with that and close this one and make them come back for another one?
That sounds like a great idea, Vince.
All right. Well, before we close, a couple things that I wanted to point out for all of us. Your experience with BNI is very similar to mine in getting invited and really not having a lot at the beginning to being where we are today within BNI. And so I think those are two great parallels that we have. But in addition to that, my wife's background is human resources, so we have that commonality as well. You never know who you're going to meet in BNI, how we're going to cross one another's paths, but it's truly been an honor and a pleasure getting to know you better and being on our podcast. I cannot thank you enough. So Brandon, with that, would you like to add anything, or you want to take us into our close today?
Well, I think our listeners know me well enough that of course I'm going to have to add something, but and I'll keep it short, as we were planning this podcast specifically, one thing was that your first visit to the chapter, Alistair, was you saw two core values that you personally believed in that you instantly saw in BNI, and that was building relationships and helping others. And you shared that within your story. But via Zoom, and thanks to Zoom, which there's no delay, this is working awesome, but we got to see your office. And in your office, you have core values of your office up on the wall so that people can see them every day. I would easily say that the members that take the same beliefs from BNI, and if they don't already, they put them into their business, have more success across the board within their BNI chapter and their business, because those are things we need to keep top of mind and what makes us successful. So that was really cool to see. And just tying in your whole story Just a little visual, you know, the VCP process, the visibility there, we see that you carry those same core values. So, and as a reminder for our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like to cover, or like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. You guys, thank you so much. This was an awesome story. It's the first time we've done three on a podcast and the first time we've gone international with it. So, Alistair, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time, sir.
And Vince, of course, always enjoy having you hanging out with us. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.